It was a tremendous turnout. In the spring, we had the turnout was okay, but it wasn't as anticipated that we had anticipated. And the reason being was that was the weekend that the tornado went through.
Oh.
And a lot of people were busy taking care of, just cleaning and getting out of the rubble. And so we had quite a
kind of playing catch up this weekend then.
Yeah, a lower turnout. So
right.
We thought Republic contacted us and said, hey, Jim, why don't we do this again for a lot of these people that couldn't take advantage of it a while back. So we thought, yeah, why not? Let's do it.
All right. So that's tomorrow.
There's a couple different changes from the last time. We took off the limits on tires and on the car batteries. We took off a lot of our limits. A lot of this stuff goes by weight, not by the number of tires. So, it doesn't matter whether four people bring in one tire or one person brings in four tires. So let's just take the limit off and just, if you got tires sticking around somewhere or hanging out somewhere, if you see one in a ditch, here's your opportunity to pick it up, bring it in, and get rid of it for free.
All right, so let's throw our listeners on the American Monument text line for the last few weeks have been saying, hey, where's my Williamson County tax bill? Well, we know it's going to be sent out next week.
That's exactly right, Tom. Let me tell you a little bit of what happened. Last year, I know they were late, but that was for different reasons. We have hoped to correct those reasons. But this year, we went with, in order to become more efficient, we went with a different software. The software program that we went with is called DevNet. And this is the program that most counties are using. It's very user-friendly. Williamson County was a little late to the game in doing this because for various reasons. But the problem with DevNet, when we originally signed up with them, they said, yeah, no problem. We should get all the data transfer. And there is a ton of data to download to make this work. Well, then they ran across the star bonds. We're the only county in Illinois that has a star bonds. And they didn't know how to handle star bonds. So it's the area out there where the star bonds is also in a TIF. So you have star bonds on top of TIF. Now, with the TIF, you establish a base, and then with the growth is divided up between the city and the developer. But with the star bonds, you have to establish the base, and then the growth is divvied up with all the taxing bodies, the school districts, the county, John A. Logan, the airport. So trying to figure out who gets what and at what percent with growth was the issue. The DevNet people had never dealt with anything like this before. So that put us back at least another month. So that's the reason for the delay for this year. Next year, Tom, our goal is to have the tax bills come out, hopefully in July. So right. We'll get more, and as years go on, we'll get further and further ahead and back on schedule.
And I told you this is going to happen. Here it is.
That's it.
On the American Monument text line, could you ask Mr. Marlowe if we can all expect a tax increase this year?
Well, if you look at your tax bill that's going to come out, and I want to talk about the new format, but yes, it's tax. Now you got to remember, we're talking two different things here. We're talking taxes and assessed value. The state puts out the multiplier, and the multiplier is, from what I'm looking at on this tax bill, was a little over 8%, 1.087. So almost
right. We were sent a notification 9%. From the office in Springfield that sent you the, and they increased your multiplier.
Right. So that will go countywide. Now, that is for your assessed value. Now, that doesn't mean your taxes are going to go up by 8%, but your taxes tee off of your assessed value. They will probably go up to some degree, but the multiplier is put on by the Department of Revenue. We have no control over that.
All right. Now, you just mentioned new format for the bill.
Yes.
I got a chance to look at it. Jim supplied me with a copy. I think the first thing that stared out from me was that there's now a pie graph to make these numbers more consumable.
Absolutely. Tom, I'm telling you, to me, that's a visual. This shows you where your tax bill is going, where all the different monies are going. Number one, the new format is easier to read, and the pie chart shows proportionately where your tax dollars are going.
Well, there's a big pink piece of pie that's many pieces of pie, and it's by far the largest at 59.69%. Marion District Unit number two. County government comes in number two at 20.32%.
Correct.
Then you see the airport, County Road Bridge,
correct,
Junior College, John A., and the Lake Egypt Fire Protection District at 8.95%. But this gives you an idea of where your money's
absolutely
going, which I think is an important part when you say, why is my bill going up? Who's responsible? How's my money being spent? That's an important thing.
And I get it. When people get this, they look at the bottom line. They look at what they have to pay. I understand that. But there's a lot that goes into it. It's very complicated. And as you said, the Marion School District is, and I'm just looking at Marion School District. I'm sure if you lived in the Heron School District or Carterville School District, it's going to be pretty close to the same. Why, when you go, when you want to talk to somebody about your taxes and assess values or whatever, why aren't you going to these school boards? Why aren't you going to their meetings and asking them this question? Which is the greater, the 60% or the 20%? Because when we collect your tax money, everybody thinks that money stays in the county. It doesn't. When we collect it, we send it out then. We're just a middle person here. We send it to the schools. We send it to John A. Logan. We send it to the different, whether it be a library district or a municipal government. So this is why it's important. Study your tax bill. Be an informed resident when it comes to taxes.
All right, let's talk about information here for a moment. You say, I want to take exception with this. I want to talk to the Board of Review. What's the process there?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. If you look on the back of, Tom, I gave you the copy.
Yeah.
If you look on the back, there are different numbers, and this is part of the format that we wanted to bring to the public. If you wanted to contact the treasurer, we got the phone number for the treasurer on the back, the county clerk, the assessor. And if you notice down there, it says Board of Review. Okay, now that is the same number as the assessor. So this is at least giving you the direction. You want to contest your assessed value, not your property tax. Remember, two different things, assessed value and property tax. People kind of interchange those words, but they're two different meanings. Okay, this is what you need to do, is call that number from the assessors, because if you notice, the assessor number and the Board of Review number is the same. And we'll get you the form to fill out and to where we can look at your assessed value. There is a possibility we are over-assessing your property. But I'm going to tell you, the golden apple to the Board of Review is to have a good appraisal.
All right, now here's a question from Steve of Marion. He says, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that our last installment for our property taxes is in January of 26.
That's correct.
He says, if this is true, will that mean no write-off for 2025? In order to get that write-off in 2025, it needs to be paid before the end of the new year.
Before
the end of the year, rather.
That's a question that the taxes, the treasurer would have to answer on that one.
All right, now, here's one question. Do they actually go out and look at the property for assessment?
The fee listers do. We're using all kinds of formats now, flyovers and everything, and we put this on top of a computer, and computer looks at different changes in properties, things that may have been added to, things that may have been taken away. They're flagged. When we get a flag on a property, a parcel, then a field lister is taken, is notified to go out and take a look at that property. What was the change on that property?
Right.
And what they do, and this is the difference between a field lister and an appraisal. A field lister will go by and he'll look. He may take measurements and look at the property. But a lot of the times, either people aren't home or they will not let him in the house. Okay, so it's what we call a drive-by assessment.
Okay,
where an appraisal, you're paying for it, and it may cost you $400-$500 or more, but for whatever you're paying, if it can lower the value of the assessed value of your home considerably, then you may recoup that money over a couple years. But the appraiser then will come inside. He'll look at the quality construction of your home. What type of countertops you have? Is it formica? Is it granite? the kitchen cabinets, how many bathrooms or any remodeling, anything like that. So, and the age of the home, the quality of the construction.
All right, we've only got a moment left. But yeah. This is a big question, but I want to get it on the air because Heath sent it in. I'm going to short it up. He wants to know why county commissioners' meetings are held at 9 in the middle of the week. Why we need more transparency. He says, why is there such a lack of transparency and accountability from this group of elected county officials? Is it because they're all the same party?
No. No, that's not true. The county meetings are held on the regular board meeting are held every second Tuesday of the month. We post that a year in advance. So they're all posted when our meetings are. That has been that way, Tom, for years. I don't know why it was started like that. I do know other counties hold it in the evening. Some of it had to do, I think, in times back where it required the payment of overtime for employees like recorders and stuff to be there.
Right.
But anyway, it's a good question. It's a fair question.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Tom, anytime, buddy.
People got more questions. We've only got a second or two. Where do they go? More questions and answers.
Give me a call at 998-2141.
2141-998-2141.
That's my direct line at the office, yes.
All right, outstanding. Williamson County Commissioner Jim Marlowe.